With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hamas has released the last six living hostages under the first phase of its ceasefire with Israel, with a week remaining. As growing questions over the next phase cloud the future of the fragile deal, here's the BBC's Lise Doucet.
They should have already been discussing the terms of the second, far more difficult and demanding stage of the deal, and they haven't really begun those negotiations from the very beginning since the ceasefire came into force on January 19th. There was huge doubt that the deal would ever get to that second phase.
And the second phase calls for Israel to withdraw all of its troops from the Gaza Strip and the end of the war. President Trump has fired Air Force General C.Q. Brown as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
The Friday night move is reported to be part of Trump's campaign to rid the military of leaders who support diversity and equity in the ranks. Brown is a highly respected officer and history-making fighter pilot. The ouster of Brown, only the second black general to serve as chairman, is sending shockwaves through the Pentagon. His 16 months in the job had been consumed with the war in Ukraine and the expanded conflict in the Middle East. On social media, Donald Trump posted, "I want to thank General Charles C.Q. Brown for his 40 years of service to our country. He is a fine gentleman and an outstanding leader." Bill Alexander, Washington.
There's a mixed report out on existing home sales.
The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales fell 4.9% last month from December to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.08 million units. Mortgage rates have been rising, putting off many would-be homebuyers despite a wider selection of properties on the market. But sales rose 2% compared with January of last year, marking the fourth straight annual increase. I'm Donna Warder.
And this is SRN News. What do non-Christians say they believe about God?
That's the question the Barna Group has been asking, and the answers might surprise you. The latest Barna poll finds that nearly 30% of all non-believers do think that God is the, quote, all-powerful, all-knowing, perfect creator of the universe who still rules today. 21% of non-Christians say there's no God at all. Some 12% of poll respondents think there are many deities with different powers, and 11% of non-believers think every person is God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California Interscholastic Federation says it intends to keep on allowing boys to play on girls' sports teams, despite President Trump's threat to withhold federal funding. The CIF says it will comply with a California law that permits students to take part in school athletic teams consistent with the student's gender identity. Meanwhile, the Illinois State High School Association is awaiting further guidance on that issue. This is SRN News. With the California wildfires leaving so many people homeless, State Attorney General Rob Bonta is warning landlords against price gouging.
The Los Angeles rental market had too few affordable homes to start and now has many more displaced families. Bonta says landlords cannot accept rents that exceed a 10% cap, and that's even if prospective tenants are willing to pay more. The Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles warns property owners against rent gouging, but adds that fears of such practices are being exaggerated. Rich Thomason reporting.
Linda McMahon, President Trump's pick to head the Education Department, is one step closer to confirmation. McMahon passed the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee on Thursday, sending her nomination to the full Senate. McMahon has said she agrees with President Trump the Department of Education should eventually be shut down. More details at SRNNews.com.